Mark Mann, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks to Father John Martinez for being on in the show's first hour. In the second hour of the show, we will be shortly bringing in Mark Len of the American Free Press and also Dr. Adrian Krieg. You know, folks, this story coming out of Vilnius and Agency France Press is well worth our time to think about the implications of. Is it not incredible that the director of Yad Vashem, Israel's Holocaust Museum, for 21 years, was a member of the Soviet NKVD Secret Service, that, of course, is the precursor to the Soviet KGB. How many people out there have known of this in the Western world? I certainly didn't know it until I read this article. Why is the American news media keeping this from the public? You can draw your own conclusions. We will be talking shortly with Mark Glenn and Dr. Adrian Krieg in regard to a whole host of things, including what both of them are doing in regard to this No More Wars for Israel conference that's coming up in Southern California next month. Mark Glenn has a post in the current American Free Press that I think is well worth your time on page 6 of the September 10th issue. It's entitled Dangerous Cabal Pushing War, The Consequences of Nuclear Conflict of No Concern to These Men of Influence. Mark says that for 2,000 years, beginning with Jesus Christ and continuing today, lovers of freedom have been warning the world about a dangerous group of religious fanatics hell-bent on enslaving mankind to a world order of apocalyptic horror. Now these fanatics have clawed their way into positions of power necessary to bring this nightmare to fruition and are becoming careless with what they say and what they do. As Iraq and Afghanistan continue to fester, and as Iran remains defiant in the face of the two-headed American-Israeli hydra, those pushing Armageddon are becoming increasingly dangerous, irrational, and unpredictable. Intellectually paralyzed with hypocrisy and double-mindedness, says Mark Glenn, they hide the true nature of their totalitarian agenda with lofty talk of bringing freedom to the peoples of Iraq, Afghanistan, and Iran, when what they are truly out to accomplish is the destruction of freedom everywhere, and especially in what used to be the bastion of freedom, the United States. A recent case in point, says Mark Glenn, is FamilySecurityMatters.org, the website of the Family Security Foundation, joined at the hip with the infamous Center for Security Policy, headed up by arch neocon Jewish supremacist Frank Gaffney, regular spokesman on Rupert Murdoch's Fox News and for all things Zionist. Cut from the same cloth as Zionist shill Joseph Farah's WorldNet Daily, Family Security Matters dresses itself up as an America-first, conservative-minded political group dealing with a wide range of issues. Navigating to the homepage of the Family Security Matters website, the unsuspecting American is greeted with images, themes, and phrases meant to evoke certain emotions that are exploitable for the agenda at hand. A quick study, however, reveals that what this site is dedicated to bringing about is the total nightmare of total war for Israel's benefit. Contributing columnists include infamous war hawks for Israel such as Daniel Pipes, Steve Emerson, Michelle Malkin, Christian Zionist evangelist Jeff Metcalf, Ben Shapiro, Jeff Emanuel, and supporters no less in stature than Richard Perle, Douglas Feith, Newt Gingrich, and former CIA director James Woolsey. In short, it is a meeting ground of sorts for some of the most important personages responsible for dragging America into the present war in the Middle East. It hosts all the predictable articles, says Mark Glenn, dealing with all the typical topics to which Americans have been subjected since 9/11, such as jihad, Islamofascism, and dirty bombs, to frighten Americans into sending their own sons to the Middle East to fight and die for Israel. Now that their war is not going as well as they had hoped, and that hostilities against Iran are not moving ahead as quickly as they might like, The website recently published an exclusive quote-unquote piece by one Philip Atkinson.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our first special guest this morning is Dr. Adrian Krieg, K-R-I-E-G. You can find him at www.kriegbooks.com, www.kriegbooks.com. We are thankful to Mark Glenn of the American Free Press for getting Dr. Krieg on with me this morning. When you go to kriegbooks.com, you can see Dr. Krieg's autobiography and discover that he is the author of a series of books about the history of the 20th century. And his latest commentary there at KriegBooks.com is entitled Gold Up, Dollar Down. Dr. Krieg, how are you, sir?
I'm very good, Mark. How are you?
Well, very good. I was just reading a little portion of Mark Glenn's American Free Press item from September the 10th talking about this dangerous cabal that is pushing for war in the Middle East. And, of course, Mark goes on to say that the Family Security Foundation joined at the hip with the Center for Security Policy headed by arch neocon Jewish supremacist Frank Gaffney, using Mark's terms, is really, really pushing the envelope in regard to this notion that the United States and or Israel should be involved in a war of just apocalyptic proportions in the Middle East. Dr. Krieg, what do you make of this? What do you think is behind this whole business?
What can we do
to protect ourselves?
There's a concept, a Zionist concept, which is called Greater Israel. Most people really don't realize that or don't know what that is. Greater Israel is the concept by Zionists that God gave to the Jews the following territory: Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, from up to the Tigris River and to the Turkish border, and the Sinai Peninsula and Syria. I mean, this idea, which is very pervasive in Israel, is insane. We're talking about an area with about 150 million people in it. Israel has a population of approximately, I think, 5.7 to 6 million people. These people should now populate a region that is populated by 150 million people. This is insanity. And, of course, this is what's behind the problems in the Middle East. So long as these people keep pushing this goofy idea, there will never be peace with any of their neighbors. The Israeli policy of having their IDF destabilize every country around them has been ongoing since the 1950s. And so once you understand what the plan is behind everything, you come to realize, you know, what they want. Now, they've gotten America through the neocons to attack Iraq twice. I believe Iraq has lost about 1 million people killed in these two wars. There are now over 4 million Iraqi refugees in Syria, Jordan, and Iran. You know, it's so insane that you can't really believe that this is going on. The fact of the matter is that Iran is approximately 2.5 times the size of Iraq, has more than double the population, isn't a flat country, it's mountainous, is homogeneous, unlike Iraq, which is a country of very mixed ethnic backgrounds. To even contemplate a war with a country like that is insane. We're talking about roughly 70 million people. On top of that, there are probably 100-some million Shia Muslims around the world, all of which would not only be offended, they would join a jihad against us if we did that. You know, this is craziness. I, you know, it leaves me speechless.
Well, it does me too, the more that I learn about this. And you know, this leads me into a question for you, Doctor, about Internet technology. You know, if you went back, say, 20 years ago, I was a young Lutheran pastor, conservative Lutheran pastor, still am for that matter, although I'm not as young anymore, obviously. In those days, I was a Republican conservative who thought that Ronald Reagan was the be-all and end-all of political life in the United States. I trusted publications like National Review and Human Events for what I was supposed to believe about just about anything. Now, here we are 20 years later, I have come to the same perspective that you have at a much higher level about what is going on in the Middle East, and have done so largely because of the kinds of alternative sources of news that have been available to me since the advent of the Internet for the mass population. And that includes the American Free Press, and it includes reading all of these different things online that were simply not available to me even 20 years ago. Now, if I've undergone this metamorphosis in my views on Israel and greater Israel and Zionism, presumably there are other folks who have done so as well. Do you think that this is going to pose a burgeoning problem for the Jewish establishment in the United States and for the neocons in the American government that up to now have been largely able to drive American foreign policy in that part of the world? It seems to me that more of the public surely must be catching on.
Well, one would hope. One would only hope. But, you know, there are historic parallels. the situation in Germany from starting about in 1920 is very similar to what we have here in America now. What happened in 1920 is that the Zionists were successful in, I don't know what you would call converting the beginnings of the Weimar Republic into sort of a debauched state of, a debauched social and religious state. They were very strong in pushing the homosexual agenda. They, and all of these things. And of course, the Zionist Bolsheviks were agitating for a communist takeover of the Weimar Republic. The Nazis were the primary opponents. And of course, the Nazis got into power because of the actions of the Bolsheviks. The Bolsheviks frightened the middle class in Germany, which was at that time the largest segment of the German population, half to death with their rantings of, you know, wanting to take over all the business, all the industry, socializing everything. They were terrified of this, and National Socialism to the Germans at that time seemed an alternative. As a matter of fact, at that time, the only given alternative, because the Republican people in Germany represented a minority. So we see that there are certainly historic precedents. And if we look at the French Revolution, which was orchestrated through the Illuminists, and the Russian Revolution, which was also consummated through the Illuminists, we see a sort of a pervasive world cabal. What people must understand is that the Zionists are extremely clever, and what they have done or accomplished in Israel and in the Middle East for themselves is quite remarkable. On the other hand, they have a abject hatred of Christianity. They strongly dislike Islam. And I want to prerequisite my comments by saying that Zionism is not a religious concept. Zionism is a socioeconomic communist concept. And for those who disagree, I ask them to please go look at a kibbutz. A kibbutz is a communist construct in which all property is communally held. No one owns anything except the clothing that they wear. You can't get any more communist than that. And the real Zionists are the people who are manning these kibbutz, of which, by the way, there are about 200 left in the West Bank. 60 of them having been incorporated into Israel by the construction of the apartheid wall.
We'll be back with Dr. Adrian Krieg. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our distinguished guest this morning in the show's second hour is Dr. Adrian H. Krieg, K-R-I-E-G. You can find his autobiography and his archives at KriegBooks.com. That's www.KriegBooks.com, again spelled K-R-I-E-G-B-O-O-K-S, KriegBooks.com. You will enjoy the autobiography. You will enjoy the articles. Once you get into that archive, you will not be able to put it down. And I trust that some of you out there, including me, will be ordering some of his books in the days ahead. That's at www.KriegBooks.com. And, of course, before Mark Glenn joins us a little bit later on in the conversation this morning, I wanted to mention again that Mark continues to work slavishly to put together the No More Wars for Israel conference in Southern California, October 12th through the 14th in Orange County. You can find out all of the information that you need to know about this conference at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. That's nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Folks, time is running out. The clock is ticking. The neocons move us closer to armed conflict in the Middle East, above and beyond the disaster that we are already in. And the next two points on the chart would appear to be Iran and either Pakistan or Syria. And it all gets back, I think, to what Dr. Krieg has pointed out to the rest of us, and that is that we need to understand the Zionist concept of Greater Israel, Eretz Yisrael, to perceive just what the agenda is in that part of the world as well as around the world. The notion is there that Israel, with a population of between 5 and 6 million, should control a territory encompassing 150 million people from the Tigris and Euphrates rivers to the Nile and to the Levant and so forth and so on. This is what we are backing in that part of the world, what we have been backing since 1948. And obviously this would seem to be in conjunction with the whole globalist idea of a new world order. Dr. Krieg, in regard to that question, it seems to me that this whole question of the Zionist lobby is a part of a very dangerous seamless garment, and I know that Mark Glenn emphasizes this constantly in his conversations with me, that just as we are backing the wrong horse and the wrong ideology in the Middle East with what we have been doing to the Palestinians and what we plan on doing apparently to the Iranians and the Pakistanis and so forth and so on, that just as that is completely off base and has had disastrous results with more to follow, so we need to understand as well, according to Mark Glenn, and I frankly agree with this, that this same Zionist lobby has been promoting a Judaized culture in the United States that gets back to the Bolshevik roots that you were talking about in terms of the Weimar Republic in Germany.
Well, you know, I think people must first of all understand that Zionism is a late 19th century concept. The first Zionist conference was held in 1897 in Basel, Switzerland. And it wasn't until 1900 that Zionism became, you know, a sort of an idea. And Zionists would have you believe that that the roots of their movement go back to pre-biblical times. Well, this is an absolute lie. This is a late 19th century invention. And, you know, when we see what these people have accomplished in this country, particularly relating to our social structure in this country, it's absolutely terrible. You know, I wrote a book. While I was writing some other books, I came upon a lot of terms and issues that I thought that people really didn't understand, you know. And so I said, well, I'll start writing a dictionary, and I'll put in this dictionary words that maybe through history of the 20th century have changed in meaning or have special historic significance or whatever. And I called this book The New American Newspeak Dictionary. It's only, it's a small book. It's only about 112, 114 pages, something like that. And when I did this, I started to do a bit of research relating to issues. So I said, you know, there are movements within our country that have a very deleterious effect on society overall. And such as the feminist movement, the homosexual movement, the pornography, you know, business. Pornography, by the way, today in America is either the largest or second largest business in our country. I think it may be somewhat outpaced by illicit drugs, heroin, cocaine, and things like that. However, I think pornography is probably larger in dollar volume sales, certainly larger than Exxon or General Motors.
Dr. Krieg, hold your thought. We've got a break. When we come back, we'll get right back to this point. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Dr. Adrian Krieg. You can find his website at kriegbooks.com. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our very special guest today is Dr. Adrian Krieg. You can find his website at kriegbooks.com. That's KriegBooks.com, kriegbooks.com. The archives are excellent. The articles are excellent. The book offerings are excellent. The autobiography is absolutely fascinating, folks. This gentleman is an absolute gem. You can find him again at www.kriegbooks.com. Of course, we continue our conversation with Dr. Krieg in regard to the pollution of our culture by the same people that are promoting this disastrous neoconservative foreign policy in the Middle East, keeping in mind that Mark Glenn now looms in the background as a third participant in this conversation. Mark, of course, with the American Free Press and Crescent and Cross. He is putting together the No More Wars for Israel conference October 12th through the 14th in Southern California. Information about that can be obtained at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Dr. Krieg, you were saying before the break that pornography is almost the largest industry in the United States. Let's unpack that a little bit in terms of the cultural implications of that and who's behind it. Go ahead, sir.
Well, it's interesting. So I was doing this research on this dictionary, and I said, gee, I wonder who runs all these pornography companies, you know, who produces these movies, who publishes the magazines, who's behind it? The first 25 names, all Jewish.
Wow.
But, I mean, that's only the tip of the iceberg. Go to feminism. Betty Friedman, the whole lot of them, they're all Jewish. The homosexual agenda, the same way. Every major organization within the homosexual movement is run by a Jew. Now, you know, this certainly does tell us something. It tells us that these people have a mindset that is diametrically opposed to Christianity. It's also diametrically opposed to Islam. There is no question about this. And these people, in essence, have taken over our government. Let's face it. We have 30 Zionist congressmen, 13 Zionist senators, and the president has 19 Zionist advisors. Where the heck does that leave the rest of us? I mean, we're talking about if Jews represent 3.5 to 3.7% of the population, of that group, possibly 1.5 to 2% are Zionists of the total number. So we're talking in our population of about 300 million people. Well, I don't know if you want to say that, because I think probably 25 million are illegals. So it's probably, yes, 275 million people. Of that population base, we have approximately 1 million Zionists. And these people are now, in effect, running our society. This is not a good thing for this country.
Well,
this,
you know,
is
as
similar
doctors,
to what happened in Germany in the 1920s and 30s.
Yes, absolutely. And as I think about the poisonous cultural agenda that they are promoting, both obviously to make money, let's face it, pornography sells, some of these other evil things sell, but it also seems to have more than a profit motive. It does seem to be deliberately directed at destroying what had been, prior to that time, a very strongly, largely Christian culture in the United States. And it seems to me, as I try to put this together, and forgive me if I'm speaking conspiratorially at this point, but when I think of the poisonous, cancerous cultural infiltration that this represents with the numbers that you cite, sir, I then think about this foreign policy issue, where it seems to me, and I think of such Zionist mouthpieces as John Hagee of Cornerstone Church here in San Antonio when I make this remark, is not the larger game plan of the pro-Zionist crowd to pit Christians and Muslims against each other, to play them off against each other, in order to further the advancement of the Zionist agenda?
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the terms that's very interesting that is a latter 20th century, it made its appearance actually in America no less than 20 years ago, is called Judeo-Christianity. This is the most ridiculous, absolutely absurd concept that's ever been proposed. In the foundation of the United States, in the entire Congress, you know, the constitutional conventions, all of that, there was not one single Jew involved. And to tell us, or to try to tell us, that we have a similar ancestry, good grief, all you have to do is read the Talmud. if you read that thing, then you become to realize very, very quickly that these people have an agenda that is that really opposes Christianity. I mean, and
yes.
and violently so. You know, there's something else to be said, which I think is very relevant. Jews have lived in Western Europe for possibly over 1,500 years. There is not one instance, not a single instance in a single society in which these people were able to get along with the nationality in which they resided. They couldn't get along with the French. They couldn't get along with the Germans. They couldn't get along with the Swiss. They couldn't get along with the Italians, the Spaniards, nobody. And every time it's because they begin to push their agenda to take over that society and eventually leads to the same result every single time. The Inquisition in Spain was the result of that. If we look at the history of Judaism, we can go back to Rome. Nero's wife, Poppaea, was a little sweetheart who got Nero to persecute the Christians. The wife of the king of Babylon did the same thing. She was also Jewish, and she got the king of Babylon to persecute Christians. You can go through all of history, and without any hiccup, it continues unabatedly that these people try to take over the societies in which they live, try to impress their warped ideas into that society, and eventually either destroy the society or wind up getting attacked by the peoples of the society, and then they run around claiming that they're victims. They're victims of their own doing. You know, so
yeah, and a classic example of what the American news media has, for obvious reasons, concealed from us on this whole subject is found once again in something I read earlier on the air, and of course Mark Glenn is now on the line hearing this as well. The agency France Presse has a byline from Vilnius updated on the 12th of September. It's entitled, Lithuania Wants to Grill Top Israeli Historian Over War Crimes. And it goes on to say that Lithuania wants to grill leading Israeli Holocaust historian Yitzhak Arad over his alleged role in war crimes against civilians and prisoners during World War II, a prosecutor said Tuesday. And then going through the article, one of the things that leaps out at me is that this guy Arad, he's now 81 years old, he was the director of Yad Vashem, Israel's Holocaust Remembrance Authority, for 21 years. But it now comes out that in May of 2006, Arad was a member of the Soviet NKVD Secret Service. How many Americans are aware of the fact that the director of the Yad Vashem Memorial in Israel for 21 years was a member of the Soviet NKVD, the predecessor of the KGB?
Well, you know, that really doesn't surprise. I wasn't aware of that, but it doesn't surprise me at all. You know, all you have to do is, who are the biggest spies against America? Who are the people who betrayed this country consistently as a group? The Rosenbergs, maybe? I mean, there's a list of possibly 30 or 40 people. The last one was this guy. What was his name? He was in the Navy.
Pollard.
Yes, Pollard. He was the most prolific spy against this country in the history of the United States. 500,000 pages of stolen materials provided to the Israelis. He accepted money for this, over $200,000. And the fascinating thing is that the Israelis took this information, they sanitized it so you couldn't tell where it came from, and sold it to the Russians, which at the time were our biggest adversary. And these people are supposed to be our allies?
Yeah, exactly. Much like, according to Gordon Thomas in Seeds of Fire, Israel participated with Communist China in a plot using a doctored version of the ProMies computer software to steal American nuclear secrets from the Los Alamos Nuclear Laboratory in New Mexico.
Well, that's not the half of it. You know, this whole business is absolutely, it's fascinating historically. We were in the process of producing a new fighter jet, which is, I think it's called the FY-22, which is the 21st century version of a new fighter to replace the F-16 and, you know, and so on. In any event, the contract for developing this plane went to two different companies, Boeing and Northrop. I think Boeing won the final contract, but so there were essentially two plans for this new aircraft. The Israelis said, we would like you to give us the plans for the losing contract, because we're trying to develop some fighters ourselves and the information would be useful. And, of course, the idiots in Washington said, why, sure, we will give them to you, but we don't want you to make them public or provide them to other people. The Israelis got the information on how this, you know, cases and cases of blueprints, et cetera, on how this plane was to be designed, and sold the whole thing to the People's Republic of China. You know, with friends like these, you don't need any enemies. Or as that famous, for Israel, we didn't have any enemies in the Middle East.
And now we seem to have nothing but enemies in the Middle East.
Well, that's for sure.
Yes. With nothing but death and destruction apparently ahead in regard to the way that this whole thing is going. Wanted to work Mark Glenn into this conversation for a few minutes. Mark, how are you, sir?
Marcus, how are you? Hello, Dr. Craig.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Fine. It's good to hear your voice on the air.
Good.
Mark, I'm not trying to set a trap for Dr. Krieg on the air, but between his performance this morning on my show and his obvious ability in media and what I know of his autobiography now, and I've been reading through some of his articles, I could use him as maybe a regular Tuesday analyst on my show from 8 to 9 a.m. Central, but I don't want to put him on the spot with that. But I'd like to have him on a regular basis if that could possibly be arranged. The other thing is I'd like to see him roped into your No More Wars for Israel conference. What's going on with that?
Well, we are plowing ahead like a freight train. Most of the guests are lined up. You can see most of the list who have already committed to speaking at it by going to the website that you listed, nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. But there are a few secret guests that have not been listed. As I said to you yesterday, Mark, a few of these guests, if they are able to make their way at the conference, then this is going to be literally an event that is going to get worldwide attention. So it's going along very well, and so far everything is on track. So let's just keep our fingers crossed and just keep plowing forward.
Yes, and again, the information about that conference is at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Dr. Krieg, any chance that you might be one of the speakers at that conference?
Well, first of all, Tuesdays would be okay with me. We'll have to make a little arrangement. I'll have to put it in my calendar, but I think that would work out.
Hey, wonderful.
In regards to the conference in the L.A. Valley, Mark and I had spoken earlier about this, and I said I probably would have to not do that. I'm in the process actually of recuperating from a heart operation and a shoulder replacement.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not a teenager anymore, and I think if I would be biting off a little bit more than I could chew.
Yes.
On the other hand, I do think it's a very worthwhile venue, and I think it's a wonderful idea. And if it was maybe closer by, I might consider it.
Yes. Well, you know, I think that certainly your website, kriegbooks.com, and what you do on a regular basis in terms of this brand of historical scholarship is certainly something that's going to be made well known at that conference and distributed around the world. I'm really exhorting all of my listeners to take a very close look at www.kriegbooks.com, because I think it's proving to be an invaluable resource for the host of this show and will be in the days ahead. And I want to make sure that all of my listeners consult this on an ongoing basis and send it around to all of their contacts worldwide.
Well, thank you very much. What can I say?
Well, I think that your website will speak for itself. When people go to kriegbooks.com and see what's available to them there, that the whole thing will sell itself. Mark, if you're still there, I wanted to ask you a question, sir. I've been reading a little bit of your article to the listeners this morning in the first part of the show from the American Free Press of September the 10th. It's entitled Dangerous Cabal Pushing War. When we come back, I wanted you to comment just for a couple of minutes on this whole business of the Family Security Foundation, the Center for Security Policy, and a gentleman by the name of Frank Gaffney. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
We'll be right back.
Mark Danhaus, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today in hour number two has been Dr. Adrian H. Krieg, K-R-I-E-G. You can find his autobiography, his books, and his archive of articles at www.kriegbooks.com. I've just sent him a message in regard to maybe being a regular on this show when he's able to do it on Tuesdays from 8 to 9 a.m. Central Time. I think we could use his analysis and historical insight on an ongoing basis. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press, of course, is also with us in these last couple of minutes of the show. You can find more information about Mark's conference, No More Wars for Israel, taking place in Southern California, October 12th through the 14th. Go to nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com for all of the information on how to register and how to support that conference and who the latest list of speakers happen to be. Mark, in these last couple of minutes before we close, what's going on with this whole business of the Family Security Foundation, the Center for Security Policy, Mr. Frank Gaffney, and one Philip Atkinson? Go ahead, sir.
Well, obviously, as you have read in the piece, this is just another one of these think tank groups that masquerades itself as a conservative-minded, family values-oriented type of organization, but in actuality, it is, just like all of these other groups, a Trojan horse that's being used to confuse and blindside Americans into supporting these wars for Israel in the Middle East. Now, this particular article that I wrote for AFP deals with a recent article that appeared on this website of familysecuritymatters.org, I believe it is, where basically the author is calling for Bush to be president for life. And this is not a spoof article, by the way. This is the writer of this article was deadly serious about it. He compared the need of doing this to the same historical example that was that we have with Julius Caesar, where he marched his troops into Rome and took over. And so the writer of this article is deadly serious about this, about making Bush president for life. Now, of course, you know, we have dealt with madmen throughout history. The most dangerous thing, though, about this website and about this organization, as I said, is that it masquerades itself as a conservative, family values-oriented organization, just like WorldNet Daily and a lot of these other organizations, when really its sole purpose is to confuse Americans and to get them to throw their life's blood, whether it's their money or whether it's their children, to throw all of that into the mix in fighting these wars for Israel.
So, and as Dr. Krieg has pointed out this morning, Mark, it's not simply, and I know that you know this as well, it's not simply a question of promoting this murderous, disastrous agenda in the Middle East. But when we look at the Zionist lobby on a domestic front, we're talking about what is essentially a cultural brand of Marxism that they are using to infiltrate our society and to do so very successfully.
Yes, and you know, this is one of the things that I'm trying to make people understand, which is that the war in the Middle East, as bad as it is and as dangerous as it portends to be, that is only one aspect of this problem. Our culture is still rotted out from within, so this is a serious problem, and we really have not even begun to understand the depth of it.
Mark Glenn of the American Free Press, I'd like to thank you for coming on toward the end of the broadcast. You can find the particulars about the No More Wars for Israel conference at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Also, my thanks to Dr. Adrian Krieg. You can find his website at www.kriegbooks.com. This is Mark Dankoff's America signing off today from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. God bless you.
It's true.